With news that Deepa Fernandez is a big-time gift giver, ask our staff. But do you, Deepa, give food gifts?
Oh, Scott, I try. I really try. You know, during the pandemic, I began bottling my own ginger turmeric tonic. That is this really yummy, immunity-rich drink. And I was giving it to my friends as a holiday gift, and my kids designed the bottle labels. But it was such a big project.
Yeah, nicely done. Great project. My daughter and I just emerged from our cookie baking storm in our house. But for some fresh ideas of homemade food gifts here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst is back. Hi, Kathy.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi, Kathy. You know, I have to say, I didn't have time this year to make my ginger turmeric tonic. Scott's doing so well baking cookies. But what do you say to people who say, I just don't have time, I don't know, to make dinner, much less a food gift?
Well, I say, how long does it take to get in your car or get on the bus or the subway, go to the mall, go to the store, fight the crowds, buy the things, stand online? Forget it. Just forget it. You can be in the warmth of your own kitchen with some great music playing, and you can make really wonderful food gifts that are quite simple and don't take much time. I mean, we're down to the wire, right?
We are down to the wire, and you know, at some point we're going to have to ask about the music in Kathy Gunst's house. But onto the recipes for now, starting with granola. When I look at granola, looks rather complicated.
Not really. The best thing about this recipe is how adaptable it is. You can personalize it. It doesn't sound that extravagant, but the idea of starting somebody's morning on a really healthy, crisp, crunchy, spicy way is great. Yeah. I mix oats with nuts. You could add any kind you like, pecans, walnuts, almonds. I add raw pumpkin seeds, a little maple syrup, and coconut oil. And then the spices are cinnamon, ginger, allspice, and cardamom. Then you can go nuts. You could add shredded coconut, raisins, apricots, sun-dried cranberries. The point is, it's whatever you like. You just follow the basic recipe and add or subtract as suits you, and put it in a nice clear bag with a ribbon and a label and maybe some colorful cereal bowls, and you've got a gift.
Kathy, do you need my address?
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. you can just stick it in a Ziploc. I don't even need it to look special.
But no ribbon.
But
no ribbon for you.
You have a recipe, Kathy, for a condiment. We're starting to see in a lot of your recipes chili crisp. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is the condiment I might lean on the most. It turns out that it's a crunchy, spicy, wonderful condiment that you serve with dumplings. You can sprinkle it on eggs. You can serve it with stir fries or tacos, even drizzled on an avocado slice. All it is a mixture of dried chilies, garlic, onions, peanuts, sesame seeds, and ground Sichuan peppercorns, which are available online or in Asian food markets. There's a little sesame oil. I cannot get enough of this stuff. Everybody I gave it to went nuts and said, I need the recipe. I need more now. So it's that kind of dish where you're just hooked in the minute you taste it.
Yeah, for the people on our list who put sriracha on everything, they can now start putting your chili crisp on everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. We have to make time, Kathy, for your chocolate sauce recipe. So go.
This is maybe the simplest. Cocoa powder, heavy cream, a little corn syrup, chocolate chips, butter, all the good things, a little sea salt. You whisk them up, you heat it up, you put it in a jar, you throw a ribbon around it, and then it just needs to be heated up before you pour it on ice cream or pound cake or pretzels or pineapples or strawberries. Super simple and really great. You could gift it with a bunch of good chocolate bars, and it would be a beautiful gift.
I really, Kathy, you're getting my address very soon. Now, we shouldn't be surprised, Kathy, to know that you do have your own food gift tradition. Tell us what you make and gift.
I do. every year I make butter crunch, which also sounds like, ooh, candy, that's hard. I do it with dark chocolate, pistachio nuts, and sea salt. It is the way that I know the holidays are here, and I have made way too much and sampled way too much, but I'm very happy for it. It's just wonderful, and it is my ritual. But there, we have recipes online for spiced nuts, citrus mm-hmm. crisp, all kinds of things that you can make at home and just kind of get really into the holiday spirit and give people something from your heart rather than a mall. Not that, you know, malls are important, but I like cooking.
We do have a couple quick seconds, Kathy, so tell us a little bit about how you make yours. Is it a cousin of, we were doing peppermint bark in our kitchen last night?
Probably. You make, you boil up sugar and water and a little bit of corn syrup, and you get it to the hard crack stage, 290 degrees. You spread it out on a sheet. You let it cool. Chocolate, pistachio, sea salt. You're done.
Mm. All right. Kathy Guntz, it sounds great. All your recipes, we will put at the same place here at nod.org. Thanks as always, Kathy. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy, peaceful holidays.